Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, four lines from the top of Daf Ayin Beis of an Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated that Sheikh, if it is trefa, if a ganav steals an animal and then he shechts it and he finds that it's a trefa, and therefore he can't eat this animal, or Hashaykh Chulun Bazara, if a ganav steals an animal and he shechts it as Chulun Bazara, and once again this will be a Shechita Shein Ria, and even so, Mishalim Tashlumi Abba Chamisha, the Tana Kama holds in both these cases, ganav will be chayv to pay Dal Vehei, however, Pshim and Paita Bishne Eglu. Rav Shimon patters in both of these cases because of Shechita Sheinu Ria, and our Gemara will now focus on the second case that we just mentioned of Hashechet Chulun Ba'azara, and Amalei Rav Chaviva M'chuzna L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Chaviva from Chuzna said to Rav Ashi, Shema Minah, that L'Chir we should be able to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, that Ein L'Shechita El L'B'Saif. When someone does a Shechita, the only time there's actually a Kiyum and it's considered a full-fledged Shechita is only at the end result, when you actually shecht Raya of the two Simonim. However, at any point prior to the end of the Shechita, it's not considered that you shechted it, and therefore the Isana for shechting Chulun Ba'azara isn't chal until you complete the shechita. And as we mentioned on Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph, since the pasuk says utvachai that you shechted it, so we learn that a ganav is only chayiv for tficha if he shechts an animal and the entire time it belongs to the original owner. And therefore, as Rashi says, since ein l'shechita elo b'seif hilka kol kama d'tavach, that at all times that you shechted this animal, the mari k'tavach, you shechted the animal that belongs to the original owner, as of a gemar shechita who demisa bana, that this animal only becomes Asubana once you complete the Shechita of the Chulun Ba'azara, and therefore it makes sense why Tana Kama could say that the Ganav is Chayev for Dal V'Hei. However, the Yeshul Shechita Mitchil V'Atzayif, if we would hold that Shechita actually occurs from the beginning of the process until the end, so Kivin the Shachar Ba'Porto, once you shecht a little bit of the animal, Asura already becomes Asubana, as we look at it as if the whole Shechita happened at the beginning, and Idach Loi Demari Kutavach, and when you complete shechting the animal and you finish severing the Rav of the two Simanim, and that is the point when a person going to be chayiv for dal v'hei, as the pasuk says utvachai, meaning you have to shecht the entire animal. And at that point, since the animal is already asubana, it's no longer considered the animal of the original owner. And if so, the ganav should not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And by the fact that the Mishnah states that according to Tana Kama, that if a ganav shechts chulun ba'azara, that he's chayiv dal v'hei, therefore it's muchach that in l'shchita el l'b'soif. And the Gemara answers omelir of Huna b'ri d'Rava, and some agrees omelir of Acha b'ri d'Rava, the Rav Acha the son of Rava responds, Kika Mechayev Ahu Porto, that Ein Chanami, the Chiyuv for Dal V'Hei, is actually from the beginning of the Shechita as well, and therefore the Isana occurs at the same time that the Chiyuv for Dal V'Hei occurs, and that's why the Tana Kama could state that if you Shech Chulun Ba'azara, that the Gana will be Chayev to pay Dal V'Hei. But the Gemara says, Omle Ravashi, Ravashi responds from Acha B'Ri D'Rava, Loi Titchi, that this is not a good teretz, as the Pasuk says, Utfachai, and we learn now, Kulon Be'inan V'Leka, that the only way to be Chayev Dal V'Hei is only if you Shech the entire animal, since by the time you complete shechting this animal, it was ready asubana, so you're not shechting the animal that belonged to the original owner, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv dal v'hei, as we originally explained. The Gemara therefore is elakasha, and if that's true, then how could we explain our Mishnah according to the mandam that holds that yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atzayv? And the Gemara answers amalei, so Rav Ashi responds, hachi am Rav Gamda mishmei d'Rava, that so said Rav Gamda, the name of Rava, kagon sheshacha mixes simanim b'chutz v'gam b'fnim, that our Mishnah could even work out according to the shita Rav Echron that yesh in the case of a Mishnah of a Sheikh Chulun Ba'azara that you're going to be Chayiv Dal V'Hei is in a case where the Ganav started shechting the animal while it was still outside, and therefore there's no Issa of Chulun Ba'azara, and it was only at the end of the Shechita when he was severing Rav of the second Simon that he actually walked into the base of Mikdash, and at that point he was Oiva on shechting Chulun Ba'azara, and therefore it was at the same point that he was Oiva on the Issa of Chulun Ba'azara, and the animal became Asa Bana, and at that same moment he was also Chayiv for Tvachai, and he actually completed shechting this animal while it was still owned by the original owner, and therefore he's going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei. Before we continue, let's just point out that we saw machlekes between Rashi and Tesis on Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis b'negia someone that was sheikh l'avei d'zara, and the Gemara is v'ameya mai mechayav sheikh l'avei d'zara kivin shach b'porto asra idach isurano v'loi d'mari katavach, and Rashi says that the Gemara's question was only according to the mandama that yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atzayv. However, according to the mandama that in l'shchita elo b'sayv, then the Gemara never asked the question, and we mentioned from Taisus as well as from the Ravid, the Gemara's question over there was even according to the Mandama that Ein L'Shechita Elo B'Saif, as although when dealing with this din of Shechita, then the Shechita is only considered done at the end of the Shechita. However, when dealing with the Issur Avodah Zarah, then an Issa can apply even at the moment that you started doing the Issa and at the moment that you started Shechting for Avodah Zarah, Ayin Sham. And Lamaisa, by the fact that our Gemara only brings in this din of Ein L'Shechita Elo B'Saif or Yesh L'Shechita Mitchil V'Atzayif, once discussing the din of Sheikh Eichet Chulin Bazara. So the Chayr, it's Muchach, like the Ravid and like Tesis. And as the Ravid actually points out, V'chein Adin L'Sheichet B'chot, She'in Nesa El B'Shvil Shem Shchita, that the only reason why it becomes Asa is only because you have a full-fledged Shchita, and therefore it could be totally the Machlekes of Rabbi Eichet Reish Lakish. And Chayr, this question of Yashin L'Shchita Mitchil Bad Saif, or Ein L'Shchita El B'Saif, has no relevance to the Issa of Avodah Zara and Ayin Shem. And the Gemara continues, Ikud Masin Laha, that some learn this memra of Rav Chavivi Mechizna on the following memra, and both of these versions will be very similar. And in the first version, Rav Chavivi Mechizna was learning a Mishnah, and he wanted to bring a raya from a Mishnah to the Shita of Rabbi Shlakish that in l'shchita l'besayif, and a raya against Rabbi Echron that hold the yeshel l'shchita mitchil v'atzayif. As we will see in this version, Rav Chavivi actually heard the machlekes between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Echron, and then Rav Chavivi made a statement, and the Gemara now brings down the machlekes between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Echron benegei yeshel l'shchita mitchil v'atzayif or in l'shchita l'besayif. As Amr Rav Shimon Lakish Meshum Rav Levi Saba Ein L'Shchita El B'Saif, that Rish Lakish holds that Shchita only occurs at the end result when you finish severing wave of the two Simanim. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says Yesh L'Shchita Mitchil V'Saif, that Shchita occurs from the beginning until the end, and it's all considered part of the Maisa Shchita. And although we already saw that there would be enough Kamina between these two Shchitas as the Chiyav of Agana to pay Dal V'Hei if he Shechs Chulin Bazara, as we previously have seen. However, finally at this point of the Gemara, Rashi actually brings down a nafkamina, and Rashi states, "Nafkamina le'in ha'machashiv b'kotchim chutzal mekayim chutzal zmanim oy mechashiv shloy lishman ein machshava el mekayin chisha b'seif shchita." That according to Reish Lakish, that if someone would be doing a shchita and he would have improper kavana while he's in the middle of doing a shchita, but he didn't yet complete the shchita, then that would not be considered a machshavas pigol or a machshava shloy lishman. And the only time that his intent will actually ruin his carbon is only if he had a bad intent at the time that he's completing the shchita and at the time that he's severing wave of the second simon. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, since he holds that Yesh L'Shchita Mitchil V'Atzayif, the Chol Kamed Choshev have Machshava, so at any point he had a bad Machshava during the process of Shchita, it would be considered a bad Machshava, and this carbon would be considered pigol, or would be considered a carbon that's brought Shaloi Lishman. And the Gemara continues that Amalei Rav Chaviv Mechuznoi Rav Ashi, that was on this Machleket between Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, Rav Chaviv from Mechuznoi said to Rav Ashi, Le Mekasar Rabbi Yechon, Chul Shilishch Bazar, Lav Deraisa, L'Chayr, since Rabbi Yechon holds that Yesh L'Shchita Mitchil V'Atzayif, so it must be that Rabbi Yechon also holds that if someone shechs chulin bazara, the issa hana is not an issa deraisa. Rashi seems to say that the reason why Rav Chaviv Mechizna is asking this question is because there's machlekes in Masech Tzkidushin if the issa hana for someone that shechs chulin bazara is an issa deraisa or if it's issa drabanan. However, Taisus says even stronger v'tikshu didei adidei that lemaisa this would be a steer on Rabbi Yechon for Rabbi Yechon the iu gufe on Perakish Mekadesh, because Rabbi Yechon himself is the one that holds in Perakish Mekadesh Masech Tzkidushin that chulin shenish bazara deraisa. And before we continue, let's point out that we keep saying that the shaila is if the issa hana when someone shechs chulin bazara is deraisa or not. But pashtus it would seem that there is no machlekes, and all would agree that there is a definite issa deraisa for someone to shech chulin bazara. And the only shaila is if the issa hana is an issa deraisa or is it only an issa drabanan. However, Ayin Rashi Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Nun Ches, where he says kasavi isuri lav deraisa lo issa shchitasei v'lo issa hanasei. The man that omed holds chulin shenish Bazar is lav deraisa. Not only does he hold that the issa hana is not deraisa, but he even holds that the issa shchita of chulin bazara is not even an issa deraisa. Ayin sham. And we continue on daf ayin beis omer beis. And Rav Chavivi says to Rav Ashi that it must be Rabbi Yechon holds that the issa hana of chulin shlish bazara is not deraisa. The issa kadayt of deraisa. Because if you're going to say that the issa hana of chulin shlish bazara is deraisa, and since Rabbi Yechon also is of the opinion that yeshen al shchita mitchil v'atzayif, that mechi shachla pota asra, then at the moment that he started shechting this animal and it was chulin bazara, the animal already became asur b'hana, and if so, it's not considered the mum and bailim of the original owner. And idach, and once the ganav continues and completes the shchita by shechting roiv of two simanim, and at that point is the time that he's going to be chayiv dal v'hei, since the pasuk says utvachai, and he has to shech the complete animal in order to be chayiv dal v'hei, and at that point, lav demar kotavach, he didn't shech the animal that belonged to the original owner, since it's already asur b'hana, and as Rashi pointed out before, that it's as if the ganav went and threw the animal into a fire prior to doing shchita, and of course in that case he won't be chayiv dal v'hei and will only be chayiv to pay karen and kefel. So Rav Acher Bei Rava responded to this raya of Rav Chavivi, and over here certainly the guess is Rav Acher Bei Rava and not Rav Huda Bei Rava, that kika mechayiv nami ahu poto. Not only did this animal become asur b'hana at the moment that he started shechting it because it's chulin bazara, but according to Rabbi Yechon that holds the yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atzayif, so he also holds that the chiyuv for dal v'hei also is is at the beginning of the Shechita, and since at that moment the original owner still owned this animal, the animal was not yet Osbana, therefore the Gadol will be Chayiv to pay Dal of Hay, as we explained before. And once again, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi responded back to Rav Acher Bered Rava, Loi Tetchei, you shouldn't push away the Raya that Rav Chaviv brought, that Rav Yechon must hold that the Ishana of Chul Shilif Chabazara is not the Raisa, as your Teres doesn't work, because the Tfachai Kula Bein and Veleka, the Lamaisa, the Teres teaches us that the only way that a person will be Chayiv to pay Dal of Hay is only when he shechs the complete animal, even if we would hold that Yeshalu Shechita Mitchilu Bat Saif, Ishana of this animal starts at the beginning of the Shechita, however, the Chiv of Dal of Hay only happens at the end of the Shechita, and at that point, the owner no longer owns this animal, and therefore Rav Chavivi must be correct that the Ishana of Chulin Shilish Bazara is only Midrabanan, and that is why, although this animal becomes Asa Midrabanan at the moment that he started Shechita, but the Maisa Midraisa is not Asa Bana, and therefore, when the Ganav completes the Shechita, he's actually shechting the animal that belongs to the original owner on a Duraisidic level, and that's why he's going to be Chayiv to pay Dal of Hay. And the Gemara continues, El Akasha, and therefore, once again, we have the Raya of Chavivi that would seem to be able to hold that the Ishana of Chulin Shilish Bazara is not the Raisa, and according to Taisis, this Lashon makes a lot of sense, as the Gemara's question is that Lachar is a steer to Rabbi Yechon, because we know Rabbi Yechon says in Masechet Kedushin that the Ishana of Chulin Shilish Bazara is a Din Duraisa. And therefore, the Gemara states, Amaleid, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Chavivi, Hachi Amar Rav Gamda, Mishmeid Rava, that so said Rav Gamda in the name of Rava, Kikam Chayek, Gagun, Shachar Mixed Siman and Mechot, Vigam Ravifnim, in the Chanami, Rabbi Yechon really holds that the Ishana of Chulin Shilish Bazara is the Raisa, and even though the Ganav Shechted Chulin Bazara, he will still be Chayev Dal Vehei, and even though we hold like Rabbi Yechon, the Yeshu Metchil Bad Saif, and the Ganav will be Chayev Dal Vehei in a very specific case, for example, where the Ganav started shechting this animal while it was still outside the Beis HaMikdash and was not yet Osbat Na, and then at the last moment, when the Ganav was completing the Shecht, Roiv of the second Simon, he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and at that point he was Oiv on Shecht in Chulin Bazara, and simultaneously with the point that the animal became Osbat Na, as he was Shechit Chulin Bazara, and according to Rabbi Yechon, the Ishana of Chulin Shilish Bazara is the Raisa, and since up until that moment the animal was not yet Osbat Na, as it was not Chulin Shilish Bazara, therefore, as Rashi says, the Ikav Tvachi Kulay Kaidim Shnes Osbat Na, that is why, specifically in this case, Rabbi Yechon would agree that the Ganav would be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Ganav Al Pishtayim V'Tavach Mocha Al Piem V'Nimsu Zayman. There were two Eidim that came and testified to Bezdin that Reuven stole a Shor Oseh, and the same two Eidim testified that Reuven went and shechted that animal or sold that animal. Then other Eidim come to Bezdin and they say regarding these Eidim that how could it be that they would testify if we were with them at that time in a different place? And as we know, in that scenario, the first set of Eidim become Eidim Zayman. And the Mishnah tells us, B'Shal Manakol, since it's the din that Eidim Zayman have to pay Kashas, so therefore, these Edom wanted to be Mechayev Reuven to pay Kefel and to pay Abba V'Chamisha, and therefore the first pair of Edom, which are now Edom Zayman, would have to pay Kefel and Abba V'Chamisha to Reuven. And Rashi says, Mishalm and Leis HaKol over Gemara Mukla, and the Gemara will explain that the scenario is where these Edom Zayman first Huzam on the Tficha, and then they were Huzam on the Gneva, as if they were Huzam on the Gneva first, since based on this second pair of Edom coming and saying the first pair of Edom are Edom Zayman, therefore we now know that there was really no Geneva, and once there's no Geneva, then of course there couldn't have been a Tficha Be'issa, and therefore it turns out that the first Edom weren't trying to Mimchayev Reuven to pay Dal V'Hei. And the Mishnah continues with another case, Ganav Al Pishnayim V'Tavach Mocha Al Pishnayim Achirim, that if there was one set of Edom that came and said that Reuven stole a Shor Oseh, and then there was a second set of Edom that came and said that Reuven shechted or he sold the Shor Oseh, then Elu Ve'Elu Nimsu Zaymim, we find that the first and second set of Edom are Edom Zaymim. HaRishayim So the first set of Edom would have to pay Kefal, and then the second set of Edom would have to pay Gimel if it was a Shar, and they would have to pay Dalid if it was a Seh. Once again, Rashi says, it has to be that the Hazoma on the second set of Edom happened first, the Eda Gneva Huzma Tchila, as if the Eda Gneva had Hazoma first, then Batla Edis Tvicha, then certainly it's considered as if the Edis Tvicha is Batl, the Dilma Baila Machuloi, and since we no longer have Edom, then Reuven stole the Shar Oseh, so it could be that Reuven actually received the Shor Oseh from the original owner and he sold it to him. Therefore, when the second set of Edom are testifying that Reuven shechted or he sold this animal, it actually turns out that they were actually testifying that Reuven shechted or sold his own animal, and therefore certainly they weren't trying to mimchai Reuven any payment. And even if at the end result we have Edom Zayman that come and amazim the second pair of Edom, the second pair of Edom are not going to be chayiv because they weren't trying to mimchai Reuven any payment. And the Mishnah continues, Nimsa Achreinu Zaymim, let's say that a pair of Edom come and they were mazim the second pair of Edom, which only tests testified regarding Tficha Mechira, and they only testified that Reuven shechted or sold this animal. In that case, since the first Edom weren't Huzam, so therefore we already have Edos that Reuven stole this item, and therefore who Mishalm Tashlumi Kefal, Reuven's going to be chayiv to pay Kefal, Vehe Mishalm Tashlumi Gimel, and the second pair of Edom that would try to be Mechayiv Reuven to pay Dal Vehe, really they would try to be Mechayiv Reuven either three more times if it was a Shar, or four more times if it was a Seh, and therefore the second pair of Edom would have to pay either three times a Shar or four times a Seh. While the Mishnah brings another case, Echem Min Arachrenim Zemen, or some Agaris, Echem Min Arachrenim Zemen, that if two Edom came and they testified only regarding one of the last two Edom, and they testified that one of these two Edom were Immanuel Yisem, and therefore he couldn't testify that Reuven shechted or sold this Shar or the Seh. At this point, all you're left with is one of the last two Edom that testified regarding Tficha Mechira, and as the Mishnah says, Batla Edishnia, therefore the second set of Edos is Batal, therefore certainly the Ganav will be chayiv to pay Kefal, but certainly the Ganav will not be chayiv to pay Dal Vehe, because at this point we don't have two Edom that testified that the Ganav shechted or sold the Shar or Seh. However, even this Eid that became Eid Zaymim will not be chayiv to pay Dal Vehe to Reuven, and as Rashi says, the reason is because the Gemara Makas teaches us that Ein Edom Shalom Mamen Ad Sheyizu Mishneim, that the only way that Edom pay is only if all the Edom that testified become Edom Zaymim. But in this case, since only one of the two Edom of the second pair of Edom became Edom Zaymim and were Huzam, therefore they're not going to be chayiv to pay Dalad Hay, or more accurately, Gimel V'Dalad. The Mishnah states, Echem Min Rishayim Zaymim, if the Edom come and testify regarding one of the first two Edom that testified that Reuven stole the Shor or stole the Seh, they say that it's impossible that he would testify that Reuven stole the Shor or Seh because he murdered Yisem, and therefore that Ed becomes Ed Zaymim, Butler Kol Edus, therefore the entire Edus is now Butler, and no one will have to pay anything. And as the Mishnah ends off, Shem Ein Gneva, Ein Tficha Ve'Ein Mechira, as if we don't have Edus regarding the Gneva, therefore even the second set of Edim that testified that this person shechted or he sold the Shor or Seh, that's not relevant to us. Ultimately, since we don't know that this animal was actually stolen, therefore it could be that he was shechting or he was selling his own animal, as we explained before. And Rashi points out, Butler Kol Edus, Vuhu Potter Ve'Ein Pturin, and not only is the Ganav going to be Potter, certainly the first two Edim are going to be Potter, as one of those Edim would not become Eid Zaymim, and as we said beforehand, Ein Edim Zaymim Mishalm Mamen Ad Sheyizum Ushneim, since only one of the two Edim that testified that Reuven stole this animal was Huzam, therefore you can't be Mechayiv this Eid Zaymim to pay. Rashi continues, Vafilu Chazvu Huzmo Achreinim Achrechein, and even if Edim come to Bezin, they will Mazim the second pair of Edim after that, a Mishalman, the second pair of Edim would also not pay, Shrei Batle Edusin Kvav Huchashu, because their Edus already was Loi Ma'ilu V'Loi Ma'irid, since we don't have valid Edim that actually testified that Reuven stole this item, since one of those Edim were already Huzam. And as Rashi points out, the Kimin Doi Ganav Loi Tavach, and Rashi points out that certainly in a case where the first two Edim were actually Huzam, and therefore we know that their Edus was not valid, and therefore we don't have Edim that said that Reuven actually stole this Shor or stole this Seh, certainly even if we have the Edim that come and were Mazim the second pier at this point, then certainly the second pier of Edim not be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehe, because of Ein Gneva Ein Tficha. Really, the Mishnah could have made this point even if both of the first Edim were Huzam. However, Rashi explains that the reason why a Mishnah only made the point in a scenario where only one of the first two Edim were Huzam was in order to show us a case where not only will Reuven be Potter from paying Kefal or Dal Vehe, and not only will the second pair of Edim be Potter from paying Dal Vehe, even though they were Huzam on the testimony that they said that Reuven was Tavach Macha, as we have a Svar of Ein Gneva Ein Tficha Ve'Ein Mechira. In the case of the Mishnah, since only one of the first Edim were Huzam, therefore the first Edim will not be chayiv to pay Kefal either, because the only time you pay for being Edim Zaymim is only Ad Sheyizum Ushneim. However, if the case would be where both of the first Edim would be Huzam, then the first set of Edim would be chayiv to pay Kefal, because in that case, both of the Edim were Huzam regarding the testimony that he stated, Reuven stole a Shor or Seh, and therefore they wanted to be chayiv Reuven to pay Kefal, and now that they both were Huzam, so they would have to pay Kefal to Reuven, and therefore that wouldn't be a case where all parties would be completely Potter. Let us begin the Gemara, and the Gemara states, Itma, we learned, Eid Zaymim, and the Mefarshim explain, even though we're talking about two Edim Zaymim, however, the Gemara borrows this idea from the Torah, as we know, Kol Mokim Shinema Eba Torah, Harekan Shneim, Achi Parlecha Kasa Vechad, until the Torah specifies that we're only talking about an Eid Echad. The Gemara brings a machlekes between Abaya and Rava, Abaya Omel Amafreyu Nifsal, Abaya says that Eid Zaymim is considered Pasal Amafreya, and Rava Omel Mikan Labo Nifsal, Rava says that Eid Zaymim only becomes Pasal from the moment that he becomes Eid Zaymim, and he isn't considered Pasal from the moment that he said the Haggadah's Edus, which turns out it was Sheker. And as the Gemara explains, Abaya Amal Mafreyu Nifsal, Abaye holds that Eid Zomer becomes possible from the moment of his Agadas Eidus, because Mahu Shaita the Asid, from the moment that he said his testimony, Havali Rasha, he's already Rasha, Vatari Umrah, Atashish Rasha Eid, and the Torah says that we can't use a Rasha as an aid, and therefore, as Rashi says, the Nafkamina will be, Heid Benissen, if Reuven said testimony in Nissen, Vahuzam Ali the Zubi'ir, and he only became an Eid Zomer in Eir, Kol Eidus She'eid Ben Tayim Psulais, then any Eidus that he said in the interim period would be possible, the Mishah She'eid Eidusu Nifsal, because from the time that he already said this Haggadah Eidus, he was already possible, and therefore, any interim Eidus that he said, or any Shtaris that he signed, would be considered possible. However, Rava Amma Mikan Labo Nifsal, Rava holds that this Eid Zomer only becomes possible from the point that he becomes an Eid Zomer, and the reason is because Eid Zomer Chiddushu, the whole Pasha of Eidim Zomer is a major Chiddush, the Treyu Treinenu. Generally, we should say that since these two Eidim come to Bezin and they say that we saw that Reuven stole this item, and then two Eidim come and say it's impossible for you to testify that you saw that Reuven stole this item, as in one of Yisem, Olamaisa, there's two Eidim that say one thing, there's two Eidim that say another, and L'chayr, they should battle each other, as we know, B'negated Din of Treyu Trey, and as the Gemara says, My Chazaz Tzai Tzlahani, Tzai Tzlahani, why should it be that we listen to the second pair of Eidim more than the first pair of Eidim? And therefore, Rava says, Hilkach in l'chaboy elim shas chiddush ve'ilach. Therefore, we could only consider these Eidim as being puzzle only from the time of chiddush, only from the time that the Torah tells us that they're considered Eidim Zaimim, and we believe the second Eidim over their testimony. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have another version as to the pshat of Rava, as Rava Nami Kabayis Filei. Really, Rava holds like Abaya that the Amalam Afreyu in the cell, that really Eidim Zaimim should be puzzle from the moment of the Haggadah. We now know that when they said the Haggadah, it was a false testimony, and therefore they should already be puzzle Eidus, and the Din of Atash Rasha Eid should apply. That this is the reason that Rava said, we only puzzle Eidim Zaimim Mikan Laba, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Medav. And the Gemara explained, Mishum say the Lekuchais, this is only a Din Rabbanon because of a Hesed for Lekuchais, who was during the period of time between when the Eidim testified in Nisan and when they were Huzam in Eir, there could be potential transactions that these Eidim will sign on, and Lamaisa, the buyers have no way to know that these Eidim are Eidim Zaimim and really are Pasal Eidus. And once we find out that these Eidim are Zaimim, turn out that these Shtaris are not valid Shtaris, and these Lekuchais will not be able to use these Shtaris as Shtari Raya. Therefore, since there's a potential loss to buyers, Rava holds that the Rabbanim made a takana that Eidim Zaimim are only Pasal Mikan Laba. And the Gemara continues in Es Maya Benayo, what is the difference between the two different versions that we had as to the Pshat and Rava? And the Gemara explains two different afkaminas. Number one, that Sidu Bei Trey Lechad Betrey Lechad, that if you had two Eidim that came and testify about one of the original Eidim and said that he's an Eid Zaimim, then another two Eidim come and testify against the other Eid and they say Imanu Yisem, and therefore he's also Eid Zaimim. In that case, we don't have a situation of Trey Keneged Trey, and therefore certainly it's not a Chiddush that the two Eidim that are testifying about one Eid, that he is lying because Imanu Yisem, that they will be Neman because it's two against one. Therefore, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, then it would come out that Lefi Rava, these Eidim would be Pasal in Afreya. However, according to the second Lashon, we still have Takan Rabbanim, Mishum Seid Lekuchais, and therefore, even in this case, the Eidim will only be Pasal Mikan Laba. And the Gemara continues with the second Nafkamina, Inami, or I could tell you, the Pasalnu Begazlanusa, that the case was not where the two Eidim came and testified regarding the first pair of Eidim that they were Yimani Huizam, and instead they said that these two Eidim are Gazlanim. And once again, certainly in this case, there is no major Chiddush, as over here, that testifying regarding a completely different point as to the Eidim, and therefore we can't say it's a case of Trey Trey, and certainly we're going to believe the second pair of Eidim, that this pair of Eidim are Gazlanim, and therefore they're passing these Eidim, and the Psal will be L'mafreya. If the Chshash is Mishum Pseidel L'kuchais, then these Eidim will also only be Pasal Mikan Laba, and not L'mafreya. Keep in mind that we explained the Pasalunur B'Gazlanusa based on Rashi, however Ayin Rishayim that discussed that L'chir, this has nothing to do with Eidim Zaimim, and L'chir, how could we say that this was another Nafkamino for the Machlekes between Abai and Rava, and Ayin Rishayim, how to explain our Gemara. The Gemara now continues and explains both of these Nafkaminas according to both of the different versions as to the Pshat and Rava, as L'hach L'shad Am Mishum Chiddush Leka, according to the version of Rava, the reason why he held that Eid Zaimim is Mekan L'Abahu Nifsal is because of the Chiddush, so in both of these cases, we don't have to come on to the Chiddush HaTayra, and therefore these Eidim would be Nifsal L'Mafreya, however L'hach L'shad Am Mishum Pshedul L'Kuchais, however according to the second Lashon, where the reason why Rava said that Eidim Zaimim are only Nifsal Mekan L'Abah is because of Pshedul L'Kuchais and based Takana, Ika, that Takana still stands even in these two cases, and the Gemara tells us, Amar B'yim M'deftei of Rapapa of the Kavasi de Rava, that Rapapa actually passed like Rava, and he only passed Eidim Mikan Laba. However, Rav Ashi argues on Rapapa, and he says, Hilchas Kavasi de Abaya, that halacha follows Abaya, that it's zemim l'mafrehu nifsal, and the Gemara states v'hilchas kavos Abaya b'yalki gam. As we know, when there's a machlekes between Abaya and Rava, the halacha only follows Abaya in six cases, in the cases of yalki gam. And the yud stands for yish leimidas, which is a sugya m'sechtes b'metzia and eilu metzias. The ayin stands for eid zemim, which is our sugya. The lamed stands for lachiyam b'meila, which is a sugya m'sechtes erevin. The kuf stands for kedusha l'nimsul biya, which is of course a m'sechtes kedushin. The gimel stands for gilu daita begita, which is a sugya m'sechtes gittin. And the mem stands for mumma ichol nevelis lahachis, which is a sugya m'sechtes kedushin. And ayin entices of m'sechtes nida, where Rabbeinu Tam explains that the lamed doesn't stand for lachiyam b'meilav, instead it refers to meilida shlei rasaben, which is a machlekes between Abaye and Rava in m'sechtes nida im oil lemeinakim, if those days could be oil for hoyimeinakim. Before we end, let's just point out a very important question that Taisis asks on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis in Taisis Dilu Maskel in Chaboy El Mishas Kedusha Ve'Elach. And Taisis' question begins 12 lines on the bottom of Amid. And Taisis asks Vim Taima V'Lama Have a Chiddush Klal. Why does Rava say this is a Chiddush? V'Aloy Menadin Yesh Laham Basroi B'Migudi Boy Have a Pasul Kamei Because Anusa the L'Chayr. We have to believe the second pair of Edim because they have a Migud. They could have said that the first set of Edim are Gazlonim. Therefore, the din of Edim Zayim should not be a Chiddush. In addition, V'Shteki the Edim on Mechiz Zuzu Laham Basroi B'Migud. Bein Rapuna, Bein Rav Chista. Taisa says, "V'im read le Shaych Migu ela ba'adam echad al b'shnei b'nei adam le Shaych Migu de ein dashneim shava u'mashi yitzel l'tin zeh lo yitin zeh." That we could never say a Migu when we're dealing with two people. Taisa then brings another teretz v'oid nira the k'sas dami hay Migu le Migu b'makam edim. And Ayin Taisa to understand these points even further. And also Ayin Taisa andaf Ayin Gimel Manal of Dibur Maskli Nami de Paslinu begazlusa. Taisa points out although our Gemara seemed to say that according to Rav's second version, the reason why edim zayim are nifsal and therefore this should not be the din b'negei matana. Zok Taisis that this din still applies b'negei matanes, even though there is no laws to a person who's mekal matana, the din of edim zayim mekana labor nifsal would still apply. However, Taisis does say that this din only applies to din of mamadis. However, the din of nefashis, in regard to din of nefashis, the svar of mishum pseid l'kuchis doesn't apply, and pshita sheyesh l'paisel l'mafreya, and therefore according to Rava, it should be pashut that they're going to be pasel l'mafreya, and therefore Taisis points out when the Gemara is looking for an afkamina between the two versions as to the Pshat and Rava that he says that Edim Zayim is Mikana Labo, and if so, really they could have said that it could be now in Edim Nefashis Oyla Esa Isha Labayla or in Gita V'Kedushin V'Edis HaChodesh, as according to the first version that the reason why we passel them only Mikana Labo is based on the Chiddush HaTorah, so then it wouldn't make enough Kamina between Edim Mamedis or Edim Nefashis or other Edis, for example by Gita V'Kedushin and Edis HaChodesh, and in all cases it would only be passel Mikana Labo. However, according to the second version that the reason for Rava is Mishum Pseid L'Kuchais, then of course it would only be relevant to Dinan Mamanis, and it would not be relevant in cases of Dinan Fashis or by case of Gitan Kedushin or Edis HaChedish. And those cases we would say that the Edom would be Pasal in Mafreya. Taisa says, El Dach Lash Kuche de Ikabinail in Yamaman, that Agamar wanted to find cases where there are Nafkaminis, Benegea Dinan Mamanis, Ayin Sham. And the Razor makes these two points as well, and he says, Velat Davka L'Kuchais, El Afilu Makadal Matano, Vishar Edis Dalmo, and he explains the Loi as if this is not the case, then Tuve Ikabinail, then certainly there are many nafkaminas between the first lashon and the second lashon. The Rashi also states, "My benayu." When the Gemara asks, "What is nafkamina?" Claim a in your moment the ilu gittin lo kedushin ul nefashes bade ikatuva, as Taisus pointed out. And finally, I am Taisus dila maskel that sidu to betray bechad, where Taisus bothered alachira. Even though there are two edim that are coming and saying about one of the edim that imanu will yisem, but alachira by the fact that you had two edim that came and said that we saw a specific hagadis edis, so alachira they were saying that we were both in this area, and therefore alachira it's still trey kenega trey, and why does the Gemara say that in this case it would not be a chiddush? Therefore, Taisus explains, "V'nir lefarish dasida be trey bechad kagoyin she'in nazomim misayeya echad lechaveri." And we are specifically not talking about a case where both of the edim are supporting each other with their edis, and we are specifically talking about a case she'in echad yedeya klum beidush lechaveri. Each of these edim don't know about the other one, and for example, that one of them saw from one window and the other one saw from another window, and they never saw each other, and therefore they're not testifying about the other one, that he was certainly there, and that's why it's considered a case trei keneged echad and trei keneged echad, and therefore it's not a chiddush, and we will stop over here.